Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Hey, The Burt Show.
This by far is my favorite second date update. She goes out on a great date with him and can't figure out why there hasn't been a second date. No callback, nothing. And after you hear this, there's an obvious reason why the dude was just too embarrassed to call her back.
So she goes out with Robert. They go out. They have drinks. They have dinner. They have a great night. They get back to her place at midnight, and he leaves at 6 in the morning.
How you doing?
How are you? What's going on?
How you doing?
All right. Walk of shame. And she's been waiting on a phone call from Robert that just hasn't happened. So what we're going to do here, Alicia, with your permission, is give him a call, and we are going to beg him for total honesty, right?
Okay.
Now, when you made the call to us, what you're saying to us is, I'd rather know the ugly details.
Right.
Rather than just have this thing open-ended.
Right.
Is that true? You still there? Alicia?
Yes.
Okay.
So freaked us out there for a sec.
We'll get him on the phone. And he's going to know you're on.
Okay.
But what's his name?
And we'll open dialogue. We'll open conversation.
I was wondering if you knew.
Yeah, why are you asking me what his name is?
No, I know. Seriously.
Yeah, you're asking the
wrong guy. Yo, what's up?
It's like asking Bert for directions.
Hello?
Hi, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Robert, this is Burt Weiss calling from Q100 Radio, and we're on the air right now. Mm-hmm. And we have Alicia with us.
He knows.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I do. I was listening.
Oh, cool. Oh. Hey, thanks for that. You're not such a bad guy. You know, she is just wondering why there's been no second date, because she said she just had this incredible time with you. You guys spent like 12 hours together. You split at 6 in the morning, and she's got no call back, and she just wants to know why. What's up?
Well, yeah, you know, it was a great date, but and I guess I can tell you guys, but I definitely don't want to tell you that's on the air, and, you know, if you go off the air with me, and I'll tell you, and that's cool, but I'm absolutely not going to say it on the air, and, you know, if you start, you know, kind of pushing me on it, too, I'm just going to warn you right now, I'll just hang up, you know.
Are you not going to say it on the air because you don't want to hurt Alicia?
Well... There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of people I don't want to hurt, so, you know.
Hmm, okay.
Because Alicia is cool with it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not afraid to tell her. It's just not really something I really want to discuss on the air. And honestly, you know, if we talk about it off the air and she wants to come back on and mm-hmm. talk about it with your listeners, that's fine with me.
So we can talk to you about it off the air and then tell Alicia on the air why you didn't call back?
Yeah. So.
Does it bother you at all that you're kind of ruining a radio bit right now?
Hey, Alicia, are you cool with that?
If we
talk to him off the air and find out what's going on?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then we just tell you?
We'll talk to both of them off the air.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you guys hold on, we'll find out what's up.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Alicia? Are you okay?
Did you hear that?
Alicia?
Alicia?
Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Yeah, I was talking. Yeah, you heard it?
Alicia?
Shh.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it was my cousin. Yeah, and I didn't tell him, but I didn't say it on the radio, but we had sex, yeah.
Alicia. Alicia. Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Bert.
Hi.
We're back on the air.
We're back on the air now.
You know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
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 Bye.
See ya.
Okay.
Okay. As Alicia
said,
she
knew she was going to be on the air. She knew she was going to be on the air. Was she talking to somebody else?
What did she say to him, that second part?
Now, she said...
For people who, you know, if you heard what she just said to whoever she was saying, what were the words she said? He was my cousin. Yeah, that's...
She said, I didn't say this on the air, but, you know, they also...
But then they did it all. They also, did it. They did the... Jeff?
The donkey?
Here's what we could... He came on and he said that... I'm really a little bit confused by the whole family tree thing here. That... His parents got separated when they were very young.
Here's right. The deal. He went out with Alicia. They had a great date.
Oh, my God.
He obviously comes back to his house after the date, calls up his brother, whatever the brother's name was. What was the brother's name?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
He calls up the brother's name. I think I know what it is, but I want to say it on the air. So he calls brother. He's like, hey, let me tell you about this great date I had. And brother says, do you know who you were out on a date with? That was mom's sister's kid. So, obviously, brother is closer to mom
than this guy.
Right. And this guy is closer to mom because the guy that we had on the air said, my parents got divorced when I was very young. So, he obviously has some sort of step family that he's close to.
Right. So, we assume that he had no relationship with his mom based on the conversation. And his blood brother told him, you hooked up with your cousin.
So, then to add another twist to it, then we pick up Alicia again to tell her to find out what she's thinking about. She's obviously on her cell phone or something with a friend of hers talking about what just happened on the radio and ends that conversation by saying, I'll call you later, but I didn't say this on the radio. We had sex.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, my name is Dave.
Hey, Dave. What's going on, dude?
Well, I just heard you guys in your conversation with that date and the cousins.
Right, Alicia and Robert.
Yeah, well, when I was about 15, I had sex with two of my first cousins.
Did you know who she was when you slept with her?
Yeah, man, we used to do it in the basement of my grandparents' house.
Oh, you're making this up.
Yeah, dude.
I promise. We all used to live together in one big house. It was me, my mother, my brother, my sister, my cousins, my aunt, my uncle, my grandmother, and my grandfather. And we all shared a basement. It was like a two-story house with a full basement. This happened in New York. And yeah, man, we were just having a. I almost got caught.
I'm sorry. This happened where?
In New York.
Okay.
Oh, really? There you go, yeah. Jeff. All right, Dave, hold on a second. We're going to get your number, my friend, and we're going to give you the special phone number. All right, Chris.
All right. Actually, when I first moved to Atlanta, I befriended this kid, and he was dating this guy who was much older than he was. They were dating for like a year, and the guy was really cool, nice guy. And had actually decided to take him home to meet his mom, like during the holidays.
Oh, my God.
And when he came back, he was a little distraught. And I was like, what is going on? He was like, my boy is my dad.
Oh, no.
Because he never actually met his real father.
Oh, my God.
And they have been, like, dating for a year. And the sick thing is, and we're still not friends, they're still together.
Are they really?
Now, what was that? I'm curious. How did he describe when he brought him home to his mom?
That's what's called a priceless
moment. And she saw him.
I have no idea.
I remember
saying how excited he was. You know, they had been together for a long time. He was like, you know, this guy really cares a lot about me. And when I found that out, I was like, well, I'm sure he does. He has that nurturing father figure going on right in the heart.
So when he calls him,
he really did.
So when he calls him daddy, he's really meaning that.
Oh, I think so.
Who's your daddy? I am. Who's your daddy? I am.
Oh, really? I am.
Oh my God!
Unbelievable. All right, Chris.
It was too weird.
Thanks, man.
Hey. The Bert Show.
If there's one thing about Jeff is he can make the most random comments about the most random activities during the day. This is just one of them that he saw over at Cow Tippers one night.
We went to dinner at Cow Tippers, and which is still one of my all-time favorite restaurants in Atlanta. It's one of the first restaurants I went to. And I had an experience there that I...
At Cow Tippers?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, do tell.
It was enlightening.
It changed your life forever?
I mean, I know this story sounds promising.
I've been going back and forth and trying to debate whether or not I should tell the story on the air because I don't know if it's offensive or rude or anything. But then I realized that...
You're Jeff.
Well, it involves it involves a deaf guy. So really, how can I offend him?
You won't offend him because he won't be listening. But
I mean,
you know,
if somebody's
it's like making an Amish joke. I mean, they're not going to call up.
Yeah, they're not listening. Right. So Jessica and I, we went to Cow Tippers Friday night for dinner, and it was packed. We weren't there right at the height of packedness. And
don't say that about Cow Tippers. Sure.
You know, I didn't even go near that joke, Melissa.
I was on my way. No.
So we backed into Cow Tippers.
So we had to park down the hill behind Smith's, and we're walking up, and we're following these two guys who are also going to Cow Tippers, and clearly one or both of them is deaf because they're communicating using sign language. So we follow them into the restaurant, and we get our table, and they get theirs, and we get our dinner, and we're having dinner. And, after the meal, I have to use the bathroom. So as you can imagine, at Cow Tippers, the men's room is packed, and the women's room is...
Okay, once again, be very careful.
It's crowded, Jeff. Right. The men's room is crowded.
There are a lot more men using the bathroom than women, so there's a bit of a wait for the men's room. So we're, you know, waiting in line and whatever, and then, a toilet opens up, so I... step up, take care of what I got to do, and then I am at the sink washing my hands, and there's a line that is formed to the left of the sink of maybe two or three guys who are waiting for a toilet to open up, and the door to come into the bathroom is like at the end of this line, and the last guy, the guy closest to the door, is the guy that I saw communicating with sign language, you know, at the, you know, when we walked up.
Okay. Yeah.
So as I'm washing my hands, a guy, I saw this out of, you know, corner of my eye, somebody came in the bathroom about a million miles an hour, and that door swung open and caught the deaf guy right in the side of the face.
Oh.
Hit him hard. Now, that's not funny. That hurts, you know? So that wasn't funny. But do you remember during the movie E.T., the noise that E.T. made when he was in the shed and he got caught? And then he took off running down the street with his arms in the air.
Right.
Right down the road.
Yeah.
That's what our friend did. To the point where a guy, while using the toilet, looked out of the stall to see if everything was okay. I think I jumped, and everybody in the bathroom, it was trying to stifle laughter. Now, is it rude at all to, I mean, he didn't. Is that rude?
The sound? You're making fun of the sound that he made?
Just the whole experience in general. Just the, you know, the swing of the door. Whack. Boom. the whole 5 seconds, the whole package.
I think it's the E.T. reference that just made.
And then he threw his hands in the air and he ran out of Cow Tippers with his neck really high.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
We have all been here before. You have a great first date, you spend 6 or 7 hours on it, and you're just waiting for the second date, waiting for the phone to ring so you can set up that second date, and it just doesn't happen. Well, when that happens to one of the Bert Show listeners, what they do is they call us up, and we call the guy on the air and ask him why there's been no second date. We call that second date update. Morning, Missy.
Good morning.
All right, Missy, tell us about the great first date you had with...
It was Mike. Yeah, he's just this really great guy. We are working together. I've dropped quite a few hints, and the guy finally asks me out. So It was just this wonderful date that we had, and I don't understand. You know, since then, he's just totally given me the cold shoulder at work.
Now, how long have you guys been working together?
Gosh, we've been working together for about 9 months.
And how long has this whole flirty thing been going on?
This has been, well, originally starting about when he first started working there.
Uh-huh.
And we've both been working there for about 9 months. So it's been like this long overdrawn thing where, you know, built up to flirting. He finally asked me out. Mm-hmm. We went out and everything was great.
Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Oh, man. He took me down to Soto Soto, took me over. We went to Highland Tap for martinis, and for a couple of hours we were there.
This guy did it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
takes it to a nice Italian place, gets it for the best martini in the town. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand. Everything was so great. And then just like a complete, total different change back at work.
Did you guys go back home after Highland Tap?
Yeah, we actually, you know, we made out for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
He came back up to my apartment, and, you know, it wasn't too extensive, but it was really cool. I just can't figure it out.
All right. Mm-hmm. So a little intimacy there, but nothing like over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious, how did the date end? Like, did it seem like it was on a good note?
Yeah, I mean, he came up to my apartment. We had, like, a last drink, and we were sitting there and, you know, making out on the couch, doing whatever, you know, and then he leaves like a normal date would end where you assume everything's going okay.
What was the approach to leave the apartment? Was, I've got an early day tomorrow? Was it?
No, it was just kind of like, you know, it was.
Night was over.
Night was over. One in the morning, we both had to work the next day. It wasn't, mm-hmm. you know.
I don't know. I mean, the reason I was asking about how the date ended, because I'm just wondering if he was disappointed it didn't go further.
Mm. No, I really, to be honest with you, I don't think so, because there was no really pressure there from either side. It was just, it was time to be over.
Okay.
I think that was kind of how we both felt about it.
Okay.
What, from the time, did he pick you up, or did you guys meet at the restaurant, or how'd that work?
We actually met at the restaurant.
Okay, from the time you guys met at the restaurant to the time you guys finished necking and he headed home, what are we looking at for a total date time frame there?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 7 to 1 a.m.
That's a lot.
That's 6 hours. Time.
And Missy, I got to be honest with you. We totally try. I mean, we will pressure this guy to give you total honesty, and we won't let him off the phone until he does so. Sometimes it gets painful. All right, Missy, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Missy?
Yes.
You're there? Okay, cool. We're going to beg him for total honesty with this thing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I want you to.
You know these things don't end well, right? It's very rare that they end well.
Hello?
Hi, is Mike around, please?
Yes, he.
Hi, Mike. This is Bert calling from Q100. We're on the air right now. I'm with Melissa Carter and Jeff Dollar. And we also we have one of your coworkers on the phone.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you guys are going to call, actually.
How'd you know that?
A friend of mine just called me about, I don't know, 15, 10 minutes ago or something like that.
All right, so you know what's going on here.
Kind of, but I'm not really sure exactly what the point of this is.
Hey, Missy?
Yeah?
You want to go ahead and tell Mike why we're calling?
I was actually wondering, you know, we went out, we had a great date, and I don't understand, like, it didn't go anywhere from there.
Yeah.
This is what we call the comfortable moment of the Bird Show.
Yeah, I know.
And now she's opened.
I'm embarrassed.
She's opened herself up here too, Mike. She wants total honesty on why there's been no second date.
I guess basically what it boils down to is, you know, it was really fun, and I think she's really nice, and she's got a nice personality and everything, and she's good looking too. But basically, I mean, all she wanted to talk about was work, you know, and it was just always about work. She was talking about, you know, my friends who I work with and have worked with for a while, and, you know, speculating on who makes what.
Mm.
And it's just the kind of stuff, obviously, that I don't want to talk about, certainly on a date. You know, I socialize to get away from work. And that was basically all that she talked about. So,
Missy, did that make any sense to you? Just a little too work, you know?
I don't really think I was talking about work that much. Was I? I mean...
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you were.
I don't really recall, but I guess maybe I did ask a few questions or say a few things, but I didn't think it was, like, that much to where it would bother you.
Yeah, I just really, you know, I just don't like talking about work outside of work, basically, and, you know, I leave it all there, and...
Well, would it be possible for you guys to go out again, and if so, then she'd promise not to talk about work?
I'd like to if I thought it would, you know, be the right thing to do. But, you know, after that, I kind of realized maybe it's not, you know, it's such a good thing to date someone that you work with really closely. And, you know, inevitably it's, that kind of stuff is going to come up. You're going to talk about it, you know. I mean, you do talk about your problems with your significant other, so, and they tend to be work-related. And I just don't, you know, I don't know if it's such a healthy mix, so I'm not really sure if it's such a good idea to go out again.
Well, okay.
All right. You just kind of realize now that, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to start dating somebody from work.
All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to let you go, Mike. Thanks for being so honest. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Take care.
I'll see you later.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The truth of the matter is, anytime we have any kind of athlete on the Burt Show, I get a little on the smitten side. And I just couldn't refrain from telling Chipper Jones that I had a guy crush on him.
Morning, Chipper Jones. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing all right, y'all.
There you are. What's going on, man?
Fixing to head out to the ballpark.
Now, what time do you guys have to get to the ballpark to start practicing?
Usually about 7 o'clock in the morning, but we had a night game last night, so Bobby allowed us to come in about 10:30 today.
Let me ask you this, Chipper. I know you've only been in the Braves organization, correct?
Correct.
Because I know, you know, like I'm from San Diego, so I've unfortunately had to root for the Padres year in and year out.
Oh.
I mean, it's been god awful for 20 years.
You've had a couple good years.
Yeah, two good years actually. And you know, there's always this optimism around teams that really bite really badly. That this is gonna, anything can happen this year. This is gonna be the year the Padres. This is gonna be the year the Brewers. This is gonna be the year, you know, Tampa Bay wins the World Series. You guys have a bit of a different attitude, I gotta believe, because you're constantly in the pennant.
Well, we feel, you know, every year is gonna be the year. Obviously, we're probably a little spoiled, you know, and some of the success that we've had, and that's the reason for the lofty expectations. But, you know, I think it's good. It's great for baseball that those teams, you know, have that optimism because, you know, year in and year out, there's one team that is sort of the Cinderella and you know, new kid on the block. And you know, you know, who's to say what team that's going to be? You know, obviously, if you stay healthy the whole season, you have a couple guys have career years, you know, maybe it will be San Diego. Certainly they have.
Don't tease me.
And I would like to, for your sake, see them at least in the playoffs.
Dude, don't you tease me. You know, but because come April 3rd, I get all excited about Padres season, and then April 14th, I'm like, they're out already.
After that 3-11 start?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I think they got too much talent over there to be that bad.
I hope you're right, man.
Bart, you mentioned the Padres, and this will be the year. Well, the Braves fans, you know, have that feeling about just winning the World Series.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? So,
well, you know, like I said earlier, that's a great feeling to have because there aren't too many teams in baseball nowadays who can boast of having, you know, World Series aspirations, and we've had it for the last 12 years. And to be honest with you, more than half the time we've been there in the World Series with a chance to win a World Championship. Not only winning one, obviously, bites a little bit, but you know, I think if we give ourselves enough opportunities, we'll certainly win another one day.
How's the outfield feeling?
Feels pretty good. Actually, probably had one of my better games last night. I robbed a home run from Jim Thome.
Nice.
And, made a couple nice running plays. So I'm having fun with it out there. And we finally won a game last night. So, hopefully we'll get on a little bit of a roll here before spring training ends, carry it into the season.
Hey, Chipper, when you make like a kick-ass catch like that, do you go home and watch ESPN to see yourself?
You better believe it.
I knew you guys did. I knew you did. And then do you like fast-forward it, then reverse it?
Nah, I don't tape it now, but I will catch the 10 o'clock version, the 12 o'clock version, the 2 o'clock version. Then I wake up really early because they play it every hour on the hour.
Yeah, it's the all-night sports center, so it's, you know, Chipper at 4:30 in the morning,
right.
You know, wrapped in a blanket on his couch.
Have you ever played a video game with you in it? Have you ever been you on a video game?
I have, actually, but not too much. It was just kind of a little experiment. Type thing. I'm not real heavy into video games. So
who's better, the real Chipper or the animated Chipper?
Well, that depends on what year you're talking about. 96, 97, I didn't have a lot of pop on these hands. 2000, 2002, I probably got a little pop, probably go deep to off field.
You know, it's kind of really messing the mental game, knowing that they're probably on the games on the Xbox and the Nintendo and the PlayStation and everything, that most 11-year-olds can probably beat you if you were playing yourself on the game.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because if they're not in school, they're probably in front of the tube playing Xbox and all those other games.
I need to see Chipper go, I can hit a high heater better than that. I know I can. Well, Chipper, thanks a lot for joining us. We know you got to start getting to the batting cages or whatever it is you do.
Great. Thank you very much.
Hey, feel free to check in with us anytime. I got like this big old guy crush on you, man. I mean, it's not a, it's not like a physical thing. I would like to be Chipper for a day.
Wow. I'm speechless. I've never been hit on by a man before.
See, it's not hitting on. To have a guy crush on another guy is not hitting. You know what I want to do? Because we get these kids, we get calls from elementary school kids all the time that have these projects where they want to shadow us for the day.
Really?
I want to be Chipper's shadow for the day.
Right. Maybe one day.
But that's called a stalker.
Yeah.
Right. You just totally weirded him out. We'll keep him away from you.
Yeah, I gotta have a cop present at all times.
Hey, take care, Chipper. Good luck this season. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, guys.
Bye now.
You're on The Burt Show.
You know how War of the Roses works, right? Woman is convinced that her man has been messing around on her. So what she does is she has us place a fake phone call to him pretending to be a florist. And she wants to see who he's going to turn around and send the flowers to, either her or the person he's messing around with.
Hello?
Is Jamie in, please?
Yes, speaking.
Jamie, hi, this is Lindsay. I'm calling from a radio station in Atlanta. You're live on the air right now, and you've just won this incredible contest. You are getting a free dozen roses. You can send them to whomever you'd like, and they are completely free, and they're gorgeous. Would you like to send someone long stem red roses?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great, great, great. I first just need to fill out a card so we know who they're going to.
Wait, is it okay? Can I get more than one dozen? Like,
Sure.
The difference or something?
Of
I
course.
Get some extras or...
No. We'll pay for it, definitely. Now, how many dozen?
Well, I've got, about three different women I'm seeing right now.
Three different women you're seeing. Okay.
Well, plus I, have to take care of my wife.
Plus your wife? Okay. Let's do card number one, then we'll do card number two, three, and then your wife's card.
Okay.
Okay. Who's the first?
I tell you what, why don't you just say, you mean the world to me. Love, Jamie. And you know what? Just put the same thing on all four of them, because that way I'd get a little less chance for confusion. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, but I need... The only thing I need to know is their names. You mean the world to me, love, Jamie, and who are they going to?
Well, the first one...
Right.
Is going to be Lisa.
Lisa, gotcha, Lisa.
You know what? Maybe...
What?
Yeah, go ahead. Is it easier just not to put any names? That
no,
way
I actually need to put names on, because we've had horrible screw-ups in the past.
Okay.
Lisa. Who's the second one?
The first one's Lisa.
Okay.
Second one is Kelly.
Kelly?
With an I-E.
Oh, with an I-E. Gotcha. Thank you for telling me that.
Sure.
And the third girlfriend goes to whom?
Susan? No, make it Susie.
Oh, Susie. Yeah. I-E or S-U-S?
And then my wife, Shelly, is my wife.
Shelly, your wife gets the last of the four roses.
Yeah, exactly. Can I just add one more thing?
Like, sure.
Can you put a P.S.?
Sure, of course.
On all of them?
Absolutely. What would you like to say?
Just put a P.S. I listen to The Burt Show, too, and I love my wife more.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Shelly.
Good for you, Jamie.
That'll teach her.
Hey, Shelly.
Oh, no.
Good for you, Jamie.
You had us all freaked, dude. Freaked.
You got it.
You can't kid a kid.
Hey, Jamie.
Bad girl.
Okay, because you heard what was going on with Shelly. She's all freaked out that you're working late and that, you know, you're taking a little extra money out of the kitty, and she doesn't know what for. So,
not that again.
You want to comfort her a little bit here?
Why don't you just ask Shelly what is coming up, what May 9th is?
Shelly, what is May 9th?
My birthday.
Maybe she might consider not questioning me like this until after May 9th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ouch.
That's rough.
Oh. Honey, I'm
sorry.
That was pretty funny.
I feel so bad.
We told her not to do it.
You probably goaded her into it.
No. No.
No, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know why. I don't know.
She's a worrywart. That's what she is. She's a worrier.
Shelly, a little insecure about the relationship?
No. I mean, no.
Well, Jamie, you had us all freaked out. We're like, what?
That was
four
good.
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been out of the ordinary, though, for this thing.
When Jamie said,
I think my heart felt like through my body to my feet.
I can't even imagine how you must have felt, because when Jamie said all four women.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, that could have ended up horribly, because what most women do once they hear somebody else's name is they instantly start going off on the guy. Mm-hmm. And luckily you waited.
She held it together pretty well.
Yeah, she did.
I was just digging my nails into my body.
And I had to come up with three names. I mean,
so everything's fine there, Shelly.
Okay.
And he's a good man because he listens to the show also.
He is a good man.
He's a good man.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.